Traditional indigenous American art with a modern flavor is showcased in a new exhibition. Jeffrey Gibson, the Body Electric, highlights several of the artist's works. After a showing in New Mexico, it is now at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Senior curator Katie Del May tells us what we're going to see.
An incredible cross-section of Jeffrey Gibson's very expansive practice. We will see paintings, other two-dimensional works, collages, prints, and paintings. There is a large-scale, site-specific mural that was painted just for us in our space, which is very exciting. There will also be both small sculptures, larger sculptures, and even immersive full installations. In addition, there will be several videos that Jeffrey Gibson directed and produced.
To say Gibson's art is colorful is an understatement. It's also unconventional. Even so, Gibson thinks visitors to the Body Electric can connect with it.
You know, I was worried about it before the show opened in New Mexico, but I have to say, for whatever reason, I've been working with this much color since I was in my 20s. It used to be criticized, and suddenly over the last 10 years, for me personally, I've been much more praised and celebrated for my use of color. So I don't know what that's about, but I'm enjoying being able to make what I envision and finding places to show it.
One of the most prominent pieces in the show is a video project called She Never Dances Alone. Originally made for 80 screens at Times Square in New York City, a smaller version is at the Frist. It's one of Del May's favorites.
It features a jingle dress dancer, Sarah Ortega, dancing to a really catchy tune, and it was originally screened in Times Square, and you still get a sense of the monumentality and the energy of Sarah and her dance in that work. It's one that really makes you want to get up and move as well.
Gibson says while the video is short, under 3 minutes, it took a lot of work and time to produce.
We did video everything in one day, but then out of that one video shoot, we probably ended up with about, I'm going to guess 60 hours worth of video that then needed to be edited down to 2 minutes and 57 seconds. So that was really the hardest part. And figuring out how to make those 3 minutes feel very packed, and then the music came in about halfway through the editing process. So, but it did take a really long time. I'm going to guess months, 4 or 5 months.
Also on display are three colorful and memorable birds.
The form comes from what's referred to as the Tuscarora beaded whimsy, which would have been produced at the Niagara Falls region at the turn of the century. And they were trying to combine traditional raised beadwork with European Victorian patterns, florals and paisleys. And ultimately what they ended up producing didn't sell in the way that they thought. It became a tourist attraction, a tourist novelty item you could take away from the Niagara Falls. And because it wasn't really native enough, and it wasn't not native enough. And so it just kind of existed as this hybrid. And so when I first saw one in my 20s, it really spoke to me, I guess, about how I feel myself having been a part of so many different cultures growing up.
The Body Electric is a visual feast. Yet Del May notes that words play a role too.
Text is a really important part of Jeffrey Gibson's practice. Sometimes he's quoting from literature or song. Sometimes he's the one that's composing the phrases. So I encourage everyone when they come to look closely, to slow down, and to really take the time to read the messaging in some of these works. It's hard. You have to really study it for a minute to try to understand, to read what he is saying, because the letters themselves are stylized. But I think you'll be rewarded for your close looking.
Gibson, who is of Native American and other heritage, has created works of multicultural art. It could also be said that Gibson is one himself.
I think we all are. We all live in a very global world, whether we know it or acknowledge it or not. We've all been influenced by all parts of this planet. And I think that's another thing that I hope people who maybe don't see themselves that way also realize, that we're all our own mix of many different things.
Gibson says he does not attempt to predict how people will react to the pieces in the Body Electric.
I want people to understand, I think, just this infinite mix that makes up the world, and maybe that day-to-day, the way we describe each other is a real oversimplification of any of us. So I really hope this mirrors other people's experience in their own ways, you know, their own experiences and memories and histories.
So we're not all one flavor, we're the whole ice cream store.
You're the whole ice cream store, packed into your body.
Jeffrey Gibson, The Body Electric, is at the Frist until April 23rd. FristArtMuseum.org is the place with all the details on The Body Electric and related programs. FristArtMuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.